thank you, John, for all but one thing you said. You made me a dean of something, and I consider that something of an insult. I'm a dean of nothing.
And the director of everything.
And a director of everything. I came in for this very auspicious occasion and great honor on for me to introduce the speaker to this group, primarily because I knew that this week we were having a cold wave in Coral Gables and that it was going to be pleasant in Southern California, and I like to follow the weather. The speaker today has already said a number of things that have endeared him to me greatly. He was already a hero, but endearment is something that only comes with personal contact. The first thing he said is that introductions should always be as short as possible, and that is certainly the case, especially since it's been my experience, as I'm sure it has been his, that the more an introducer seeks to say about a speaker, the more likely he is to make mistakes, such as calling him a dean of something or things of that sort. And then you spend the first 5 minutes of your speech thinking about all those mistakes and should you correct them, and usually get you off to a bad start. The second thing that he said that endeared me was something very kind and interesting and previously unknown to me about Adam Smith, indicating that, as we would have guessed, he is a man of tremendous breadth of interests and knowledge. I won't repeat the story. However, our speaker has graciously suggested that questions on any topic, not merely those raised in his talk, that you would like to raise with him at the conclusion, he'd be happy to discuss with you. I suggest that someone ask him why he believes that Adam Smith is more important to science than he is to economics. Finally, I noticed one other thing that captured my attention. It is that on the written resume, it does state that our speaker was the son of a lawyer. And that immediately called to mind somewhat of a parallel or similarity, because I have one son. He, therefore, is also the son of a lawyer, and like our speaker today, makes very large noise. That was a bomb. That was a punchline. Without further ado, I should like now to turn the podium over to Dr. Edward Teller. Thank you.